This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, one of the leading healthcare policy organizations in the nation, located just outside the nation's capital. We want to get a reaction today to news reports surfacing in the past couple of days that Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy, the head of the Senate Health Committee that is leading the charge towards health reform legislation, wants to mandate that employers provide coverage for all of their workers or pay a penalty for not doing so. And Grace Marie, thanks so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Greg. Thank you.
What is the significance of this provision? What really would be the impact of this?
Well, you know, if they're going to get to universal coverage, to provide mandatory health insurance for an additional 45 million Americans who at any one time don't have health insurance, they've got to figure out a way to pay for it. There are limits to how much the federal government can pay, even in spending trillions of dollars more in red ink. And in order to be able to assure that people have coverage, they feel that they need to mandate that employers provide health insurance. We have a voluntary system right now where employers provide health insurance for their workers. That works for about 170 million Americans. There are about 100 million Americans with some sort of public coverage, Medicare, Medicaid, state children's health insurance program. So they want to make sure that that 170 gets locked in. But to do it, that means that they're going to basically have to force employers to provide insurance that's prescribed by the federal government, tell employers how much they have to pay, fine them if they don't pay, not only don't pay the required amount, but provide the right kind of health insurance. And I think it is an absolute prescription to lose all of the innovation and the creativity that's now going into the employment-based system to try to help keep costs down. This will drive it absolutely in the other direction.
Grace Marie, do you get the sense that this is a key component, or is this something that could be negotiated away potentially?
Well, I don't know how they're going to do it. If they want to get to universal coverage, they've got it. They're not only mandating that employers provide health insurance, they're mandating that individuals are going to have coverage. And there are huge new subsidies. The Kennedy bill would subsidize federal subsidies for health insurance for families making up to $110,000 a year. So all of that money on the table, they can't let the employers escape, or the federal government would have to pay for it. But the employers are absolutely going to rebel against this because they see it rightly as simply a new tax, that the federal government is going to tell them what kind of health insurance they have to provide, and you know it is going to be absolutely a gold-plated policy that, in fact, many employers can't afford right now. It's going to mean lost jobs. It's going to mean people having lower take-home pay because ultimately those higher costs come out of their paycheck. The employers don't pay for it. It's really part of the employee's compensation package, and it is going to be truly a jobs killer.
We're talking with Grace Marie Turner of the Galen Institute. And Grace Marie, is there any way to even ballpark the percentage of a hit that a business is going to take on this, or the penalty they'd have to pay if they don't comply?
You know, that was one of the things that I thought was very crafty in this legislation. They're silent on what kind of benefits they're going to have to provide, how much employers would have to pay, what the penalties would be if they don't provide it. It's really a way of keeping employers from knowing how bad the hit would be. This would then be decided by unelected bureaucrats in the government deciding how much employers have to pay, what kind of health insurance they have to provide, and what kind of penalties they would have to pay without any political recourse, which I think is equally frightening, frankly.
Couple minutes left here with Grace Marie Turner. And Grace Marie, I want to get your reaction to a couple of points that President Obama has made in pitching his brand of health care reform. Number one, he says all the key players are in on this, and he involves and includes the insurance companies here as well. If, in fact, a government option here would likely drive out most private insurers, why are they jumping on board?
Well, that's the other piece of this. They are absolutely insistent that the government has to create a new health insurance program, as though the bankruptcy of Medicare and Medicaid and the other entitlement programs weren't enough. They want a new government insurance program that a respected economic consulting firm says means that 119 million Americans would lose their private coverage today and be forced into this new public insurance plan. It is truly a fast track to a single-payer health care system. It's part of the whole equation. If you're going to have employers required to provide health insurance, then you have to give them some place that they know they can go to purchase that coverage. So they're going to provide it, make it available through this new government entitlement program for the middle class. It's totally sweeping changes to the health care system. And I think the American people are going to say, wait a minute, that's going too far.
Grace Marie, the other thing that President Obama says, and it's an argument very reminiscent of his rhetoric right before the stimulus debate and during the stimulus debate, and that's that we can't afford to wait any longer. This problem is growing too exponentially, and if we don't do something soon, it's going to swallow us up, and soon we'll be paying one out of every $5 for health care. So basically, he's using the urgency argument for why not only reform needs to happen, but his version of reform. What do you make of the urgency argument?
I just have to look at, ask people to read today's Wall Street Journal, a long editorial about how false this cost argument is. I mean, when on earth has the federal government ever run anything more efficiently than the private sector? And yet somehow there's this sense that the federal government is going to get this right. It's going to re-engineer one-sixth of our economy and for the first time completely get that right, and they want to get this through basically before anybody reads the legislation, because once people start to figure it out and start to see how this is going to affect them, they are going to rebel against it. That is why they're on this fast track, taking advantage of President Obama's popularity to get this reengineering of one-sixth of our economy through before people figure it out.
Grace Marie, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, as always, for your time and your insight.
Thank you so much, Greg.
Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. This is Dateline Washington.